Okay, so I'm here at the State of the City address by Mayor Patrick Madden. He has not yet taken the stage, but I'm sitting next to Siobhan Burke. And Siobhan, what are you here for this evening?
I am here with many of our Troy neighbors to call to make Troy a sanctuary city. And like so many of the public events where we've advocated for this policy, we've had really strong turnout in favor.
Have you spoken with the mayor, or do you plan to, or are you going to be speaking in a different way?
We have had allies meet directly with the mayor, and we hope to keep the lines of communication open. But of course, we will also continue to advocate directly. As you'll see tonight, you know, folks are wearing Sanctuary Everywhere shirts. Despite the fact that our signs were confiscated at the door, we are getting our message across, and we'll continue to agitate in this way at public events until the mayor acknowledges that we have, in good faith, educated the public about this issue. There is strong majority support for the policy, and it's time to make Troy a sanctuary city.
Councilmember TJ Kennedy came in for an interview at the sanctuary last week and seemed quite unsure which way to proceed. Have you had any direct discussion with him?
Members of our coalition are in ongoing direct communication with him, yes, although I personally have not. To be honest, I find his hesitancy baffling. He's been to many of the same events that we have, city council meetings where the vast majority of residents spoke in favor of the resolution, neighborhood meetings where the vast majority of Troy residents spoke in favor of the resolution. This is not really nearly as ambiguous a topic as Kennedy and the mayor are presenting it to be. And I think that anyone who's actually attended a public event regarding the issue has seen that firsthand.
I later spoke to the mayor to see if he had any statements to make about this issue.
No, I'm delighted they were here, first of all. I like participation. And I'm grateful that they felt comfortable coming, and I'm grateful they felt comfortable, you know, wearing the shirts and spreading their message. With respect to the issue itself, I'm still in conversation with the sponsors of that legislation. We're still talking through issues, and I'm talking with our Corporation Council office and our police department as well, trying to figure out, you know, how does this impact us? I don't want to do anything that impairs our ability to provide a safe neighborhood for our residents. But at the same time, I also have a heart, and I understand what undocumented immigrants are up against, and I certainly don't want to create a system where anybody, documented or otherwise, is afraid to come to our police department. So it's a complex issue, and it deserves a full examination, and that's what we're doing. They can come to all of my events if they'd like. I'm more than happy to see them.
Do you have any particular timeline for this?
I don't, and I know I should, but the life of a mayor is not very predictable. So, you know, the things I think I'll get done today might get done next week sometime. Things have a way of getting away from me, just because of the emergency that pops up in the moment.
The last person I spoke to was a person directly affected by the Trump administration's stance on immigrants.
My name is Delilah, D-A-L-I-L-A-Y-E-E-N-D. On May 29th of 2018, I was arrested for doing a rolling stop in Troy, New York. I did a rolling stop through a stop sign. I was pulled over and arrested and then handed over to ICE after a judge released me on my own recognizance. I was handed over to ICE, and I was detained in Batavia, New York for 2.5 months away from my two minor children who are actually American citizens. So it was a travesty. It was something that, and eventually the removal proceedings were dismissed by an immigration judge, and so now I'm just waiting on my green card application, and you know, it's just a waiting game now. But my children went without their mother and sole provider for the whole summer, and it was very traumatic to them, and I just would hate to see what happened to me happen to anyone ever again in this city. I love Troy, and I'm not going anywhere. My kids are not going anywhere, and I just think that so many residents who live here, you know, love the city and don't want to leave, but things are just in dire straits.
So I just spoke with the mayor just now to get an idea of what impression he got from the people who turned out and maybe what the timeline is for addressing this issue. And he was appreciative of the turnout and vague about the timeline. So I'm wondering if I could get your own impression about tonight's action and what you hope to gain from it and how it's going to proceed from here.
For me personally, it's a really personal, close to home issue. And so I hope that the Troy City Council revisits this as soon as possible. Obviously, I would love for Troy to become a sanctuary city. You know, there's so many people on both sides of it, and me personally, obviously, you know my side of it. I just want it to happen, and I hope the mayor sees how much support there is for this to happen. So I hope he did recognize that there were so many people out here in support of this, and you know he recognizes that.
Anything that you want to add? Maybe if people want to get involved in this issue, what they can do?
Absolutely. You can check out Ice Free Capital District on Facebook. If you'd like to research more, if you, you can add the page, like the page to follow. And then, yeah, just from there, we have a mailing list and an email list that goes out. But, yeah, just sign up, get informed, because if you don't know, you know, get to know what it actually means, because it doesn't mean a lot of change for Troy. If, you know, it pretty much things are going to stay the same, but they're just going to have a formal, you know, something there saying that this is the police are not going to work directly with ICE. And for me, that means a lot, because what happened to me might not happen to someone else. You know, someone else's family might not be ripped apart in Troy unnecessarily.